Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, welcome back from Maloney, Corey, and Mago joining us on the Harbor One Hotline like he does every week here at 3 o'clock. Is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker on the Harbor One Hotline. Ross, how you doing? It's Lou, Mago, and Christian.
Yeah, doing awesome, Lou. Hope you guys are great as well.
Yeah, we're doing well. Listen, we've been talking about it now and for probably a couple of days, and never really heard this term much in years past with this Patriots football team, but a moral victory Monday. Is that how you looked at that loss to Green Bay in overtime?
You know what? It's funny because I know you think that, and you always say there's no such thing as a good loss or a moral victory in the NFL, but I do think it was impressive the way the Patriots came out. I mean, look, they were 10.5-point underdogs in the game, and they very easily could have, would have, should have maybe won that game. It was pretty impressive what they were able to get done, especially with Hoyer going down as early as he did. Heck, they might have won even if they had just benched Isaiah Wynn earlier in the game with the way he was playing. So, yeah, I would say overall, I give the Patriots credit for that performance. The thing that's funny about that, though, is, like, at the end of the year, when they're 7-10, nobody remembers that or cares. You know, like, so we can talk about it yesterday and today. Oh, it was nice. They almost beat the Packers. They did some good things. Jack Jones had the pick six, blah, blah, blah. But it's still a loss. They still didn't get it done. And I think Belichick would probably be the first one to tell you that.
So we were talking about regrets in that game as far as just coaching decisions, right? And when you look at the overtime, the first possession is the only possession that the Patriots had in overtime. Do you think that they were too conservative? And do you think they should have gone for it on fourth down? Like, regardless of the situation, you had a great punt return. You're in good field position already, knowing that, you know, Rodgers on the other side. Too conservative, not going for it?
You know, it's interesting because I felt like they decided as soon as Zappe went in the game that they were going to be really, really conservative, and they played it that way throughout. It's interesting, though, because it's almost like when they didn't go for it, it's almost, I don't want to say they're playing for the tie, but they had to know that their chances of actually winning at that point, once they punted it back to Rodgers, were not real good. I mean, yeah, the odds of them getting the ball back and then getting a field goal range again and then winning it weren't real good. So it's a little bit they were a little conservative. Yeah, it almost felt like, to me, they were almost playing for the tie a little bit.
So a miss on Bill's part, right? I mean,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what, like, I'd love to hear the logic there of what he thought. What are all the options, right? You punt it away, and you stop the Packers, you get the ball back, and then you score. Okay, maybe. But also, if you go for it and maybe you get it, then you're just about ready to get a field goal. And if you go for it and don't get it, you still have to get a stop. I think that he made the wrong decision. I thought it was too conservative. Especially if you're trying to win the game. I mean, if you're trying to tie, if you're trying to not lose, then maybe he made the right decision. But if you're actually trying to win that game in overtime, you had to go for it there.
A lot of people were surprised by just how close that game ended up being. Do you attribute that more just simply to a good Patriots defensive performance or a bad Packers offense right now?
Well, I don't think the Packers are that good. I think that's a good point, right? I don't think the Packers are a great team right now. They're not what everybody kind of thinks the Packers are. So maybe it's not as impressive as people would think. And listen, the Rodgers pick six changed everything. That never happened. He never does that. So that obviously gave the Patriots a chance in the game. And then the Packers had their own issues. You know, the kid didn't hold on to the one touchdown that LaFleur ended up challenging, et cetera. It's always a combination of both. I know you guys all know that. But I do think the Patriots deserve a lot of credit for sort of their game plan. We're going to play tough D. We're going to run the crap out of the ball. You know, they had a really good plan to try to win that game. And that's really all you can ask of them, is to go into that game in that situation with Mac out and give them the best chance they possibly could to win it. Really, I think they probably needed the defense to play even a little bit better than they did.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross, you mentioned Isaiah Wynn. Now, he moves from left tackle to right tackle. There was some talk about maybe he was going to be traded and he wasn't happy. So has he just, watching him play, has he checked out, or is he just bad right tackle, just bad player?
I don't know what he was doing on some of those plays. I'm a little confused. He looked like a fish out of water. I don't even know what he was thinking. I don't know if he thought it was a stunt. I don't know what his set was, but he wasn't putting up much of a fight, and it's very disappointing. So the only option, Lou, you made a good point. There's really three options, right? Number one is he's just not good. Number two is he doesn't like moving around, and he's kind of checked out. And number three is he's just uncomfortable at the right tackle spot. And maybe that's what it was, because whatever it was very awkward with whatever he was trying to get done against Rashawn Gary, and it hurt the Patriots dearly.
What'd you get in your Wonderlic test? Do you remember?
You know what's funny about that? I think I got high 30s. I don't remember the exact number. I know it was like pretty darn good, but I also remember, this is going to sound weird, but like I did the best I could, but I'd never taken it before. Like, I never practiced it. I was also conscious that if it was really easy, that I didn't want to get a perfect on it.
Wait, why not?
Because no one would draft him.
Too smart?
Well, because there's sort of a stigma against Ivy League guys to begin with. So if you're the Ivy League guy, you're a Princeton guy, and then you get perfect on the Wonderlic, like they want you to be a smart football player, but they don't want you to be smarter than them, and they don't want you to have other options in life. They're not a big fan of that. They really
want you. Whoa. This is a – hold on. I'm not even going to follow this up, because this is a deeper conversation, and I have many thoughts on this from my experience with Ivy League players. But I want to get to the Detroit Lions and what you see with them, because obviously they can score points, but they can't stop anybody. So if it's Bailey Zappi, which I like to call him, like, can they score 35 points on this Detroit Lions defense? Like, feel like everybody else is?
Yeah, I got to tell you something really quick, by the way. Well, every year when I was in the NFL, I would do an internship. And I would do an internship with some company where I had to put, like, a jacket and tie on or whatever. Two things. One is I would never want to change at the facility, because I didn't want the coaches – because all you do in the offseason is lift weights. I didn't want the coaches to know that I had an internship, because I thought they'd be like, oh, okay, now the Ivy League guy is putting a suit on to go to his other job. I will say this, though. Putting on a suit and tie and going downtown to, like, some finance internship was unbelievable motivation to try to play NFL and football as long as I possibly could. They should make every guy in the league do an internship of a real job and be like, holy crap, I need to keep playing football. This sucks. The real job sucks. But as for your question, Christian, about the Lions, their offense is really impressive. Now, I don't know that they'll put up that many points against this Patriots D the way they're playing. I'm sure the Belichicks will have a good plan for them. And I don't think – have you heard yet whether DeAndre Swift or Amon-Ra St. Brown will be back?
No.
I'm stunned that they scored that many points against Seattle. I mean, that's their two best players. Like, that's – I'm definitely their two most explosive. I was surprised they put that many points up on Seattle, but their defense is terrible. So it, what's interesting to me about this is if it's Bailey Zappe, he's got a real chance to put up good numbers, and then you start to think, oh, okay, like maybe Zappe should get another chance. I mean, obviously Mac's the guy, but I'm guessing if Zappe puts up good numbers, people will want to keep him in, and Bill will want to keep him in over Hoyer.
We've got a handful of one-win teams right now in the AFC. Where do you think the Patriots, being 1-3, stack up against those other teams? Are they, you know, towards the top of them, or are they really looking like a 1-3 team to you right now?
Man, things have really changed for your guys' conversation.
Huh? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Are they the best 1-3 team in football?
I mean, wow. Well, never did I think I'd be on WEI and we're comparing the Patriots to the other 1-3 teams. Well, let me look at it. They're better than the Steelers, so you got that going for you, which is nice. They're better than the Colts. I think they're probably about with the Raiders. So you guys are neck and neck with Josh McDaniels to be the best of the bad.
Nice.
There you go. Good. That feels good.
Hey, last one for me. I was just curious, obviously, the situation with Tua Tagovailoa down in Miami. I know you were talking, I think, in your podcast, you said guys should be pulled off the field. But are you concerned about that gray area when you're watching football? Guys just hurt pulling off the field. Or do you think it would be that obvious, whether it's a concussion or another injury?
Yeah, I think if it's a gross, whatever they call it, gross motor instability, get him out of there. I mean, I don't. You can tell when a guy's like limping because something is bothering them with their lower body versus like the guy takes five normal steps and then all of a sudden looks like he's going to fall over or pass out. I was stunned they put him back in that game. I think it's a disaster for everybody involved that they put him back in that game. I don't care if he said it was his back. My belief, Lou, is if a guy has any type of gross motor instability, they should err on the side of caution and not put him back in the game, because 99.9% of the time, that's going to be from a head injury.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, listen, Ross, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the week and football all week long, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, might be deciding whether or not the Patriots are the best of the 1-4.
There you go.
Or are they the worst of the 2-3 teams?
I'm writing it down right now. We'll save it for next week.
See you guys.
All right, take it easy. It's Ross Tucker.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.